I enjoy very much the blend, if you will, of the worship time this morning. I appreciate it very much. And I greet the greeting from CBC.
代表加拿大的华人福音会向大家问安。
One of the things we like to do when we gather together for worship is to somehow get a glimpse of the face and person of Jesus Christ.
当我们聚集在一起崇拜的时候，有一件事我们都很想做的，就是能够从耶稣的身上学习到他的人，还有他做事的模式。
And I believe we're looking at a passage this morning that will provide for us insight into a really important aspect of Jesus' confidence and power.
我相信从今天所读的经文，还有我们要研读它，我们可以发现耶稣基督为什么有这么大的能力的一个秘诀。
And that source or that aspect is prayer.
这个秘诀就是祷告。
But even more so than that, after having seen how it works for Jesus, we'd like to be able for you and I to see how we can develop confidence and power through prayer.
在我们看了祷告对于耶稣多么重要以后，我们就要来看说，我们应该怎么样借着祷告，使我们的侍奉、我们的生活也能够有力量。
Now, verses 35 to 37, it says this. It says, very early in the morning, it was still dark. Jesus got up, he left the house, and he went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And it says that Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they had finally found him, they exclaimed, Everybody is looking for you.
圣经里面这样记载说，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来，到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
When people began to hear that Jesus was doing all kinds of miracles, and he was healing people who were sick, and he was performing exorcisms, everybody wanted to see him.
当群众听说这一位耶稣有很大的能力，能够医病，能够赶鬼。
And this was happening everywhere. In a previous passage, it said that the whole town of Capernaum, they came to Simon and Andrew's home, and there they gathered all outside the house and they waited to see Jesus.
在圣经的前一章记载说，在加百农的地方，全城的人都出来到了。 西门跟安德烈的家里，挤在门外，等着要看耶稣。
So here we see that Jesus has this tremendous activity load, if you will.
所以我们可以看到说，耶稣到哪个地方，就他的工作量真的是非常非常的大。
And one of the more interesting things to see here in Jesus is that, although he was so busy, and he had this huge activity load, but he keeps prayer a priority.
这里特别要引起我们注意看的就是，虽然耶稣有那么多的工作要做，他却将祷告放在他最重要的前提。
Now, how do we know that? How do we know that Jesus keeps prayer as a priority?
我们怎么知道耶稣把祷告当成首要呢？
We see that because of all the demand on him, he ministered late into the night, and we know that he has a busy day coming ahead of him. Probably more the same, but he rises up very early to pray.
从前面的几节我们看到说，那前一天的晚上，他做工服侍到很晚，然后他知道下一天、隔天他的工作量又是很大，所以他就很早就起来去祷告。Now,
for us, if we get busy or extremely busy, usually solitude and prayer is like the first thing to go.
所以我们通常都是，当我们很忘记或者就把它省略掉。Now
I'm saying solitude and prayer because I really believe that solitude really is an important aspect to a fuller experience of prayer.
我这边 用独处跟祷告两个字啊、主要我真的是相信，我们若想要完全的体验祷告，就必须有独自的祷告。
And we see here, we do see here that Jesus does go to a place of solitude to pray.
我们看到这里，耶稣他是到一个偏远的地方、偏僻的地方独自去祷告。
So it appears that, for Jesus, the busier he got, the more he prayed.
所以看起来就是这样子，耶稣是越忙碌就越多祷告。
I think we can safely say that when it comes to prayer and Jesus, that prayer was absolutely essential to Jesus.
所以我们要看耶稣跟祷告之间的关系的话，就真的可以看到说，祷告是他的侍奉里面完全不可缺少的。
Now also knowing the amount of time that Jesus probably prayed right in this passage.
我们来看说，在这一段所记载的，耶稣花了多少时间祷告。
Okay, it's not only does he go up before sunrise, but he gets up, he leaves the house, and he goes to this place that's described as a solitary place.
不但他在日出以前他就起床，他是离开房子，然后到一个偏僻的郊外去祷告。
Now, in the original language, the meaning of solitary place is a place that was out of where people lived. So it's like if it was a town, it was like outside of the town. So he had to go a distance.
所以在原文里面，我们讲读啊、那个这个孤独的地方啊，它指的就是一般人就不是一般人会去的地方。所以我们可以想象，它是在这个城的外面。
And we know from the passage that Simon got up, got some friends together, and they began looking for him. In other words, they didn't know where he was, so they had to spend time finding him. So this must have been a good few hours of prayer that Jesus had prayed.
我们看到说，西门彼得他起床以后呢，他就和他的朋友一同找，在寻找耶稣。他们不知道他在哪里，所以他们是花了不少的时间在找他。
Now, what does this mean for you and me?
这什么意思呢？
It means that to respond to a very demanding activity load, Jesus, he's the Son of God. He needed to pray. And we need to ask ourselves, if we're imperfect, weak, and flawed people, you know, how much more do we need to pray when the demands of life are called upon us?
这就让我们看到说，耶稣既是神的儿子，他在工作的时候越多工作，他就要祷告的越久，那更何况是我们这些不完全又软弱的人，当我们有很多事要做的时候，我们不是更应该要祷告吗？
Now your response is like many Christians is I have no time.
我们很多时候我们的回应是哎，我的时间不够。
But what we're really saying when we stop and think about it is thatYou know, there are all these different things in our life, okay? And we prioritize them, and we choose to take prayer, and we kind of move it down out of this high priority order.
但是当我们真正的来看它的时候，事实上我们的意思就是在我们的需要做的事情的这个单子上面呢，我们觉得其他的事情比较重要，所以我们就把祷告移到单子的下面去。
And if we're acknowledging Jesus as our model, okay, the one we follow after, we realize that he does exactly the opposite.
如果我们真的是想要以耶稣来做我们的榜样的话，我们就真的会看到说，耶稣做事的方式跟我们正好是相反的。
It seems that with Jesus, the more important things are, the more things there are, the more he prays.
对耶稣是更多事、更重要的事要做的时候，他就更多的去祷告。
And if you're listening right now, you say, you know, John, you don't know the important things in my life, how important they are.
你可能会回答说，啊，这样，你就是不明白我这个我需要做的事有多少，有多重要。
I need to move something out of there, so it's easiest for me to move prayer out of there.
我只要必须把时间腾出来的去做那些事的话，最容易的就是把祷告先旁开。
But when we consider the important work of Jesus at this point, we realize that we're talking about the course of history, the course of the world. How important is that? That's really important, right? But yet, prayer is still a priority.
代表我们真的想耶稣当时需要做的事，从整个人类历史的角度来看是多重要的事情，那他还是有时间可以祷告。
Okay, so again, my point would be is that Jesus is teaching us that prayer is essential and it is your number one priority.
在这里我就要再一次强调说，我们看到的就是耶稣教导我们，不管你的事情有多少有多重要，祷告仍然应该是最重要的。
Okay, now we all know that prayer has always been a very difficult practice in general, but to try to keep it as a priority makes it even more difficult.
我们都知道祷告这件事情向来就是一件很难学的事，那再加上要把它当成我们生活中的首要事情的时候，路又是更困难。
And I believe that part of the reason for that is because we really haven't fully understood what prayer is.
我相信这个问题出在于我们并不真正了解祷告的意义跟它的重要性。
So now I want us to take a little closer look as to what prayer is according to Jesus.
所以我们现在再来仔细的想一想。祷告对于耶稣来说是什么样的占什么样的意义。
Now this passage doesn't give us the content of this prayer.
在这一段经文里面并没有记载说他当时是为什么在祷告，他祷告的内容是哪些。
But I think we can safely say that as we look through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Now when I say Gospels, that's the only four I'm talking about. I'm not talking about any of these other Gospels that you hear aboutin other books or television or movies. We're talking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
当我们从我们圣经里面的四本福音书来观察哈，我现在提的福音书就是指圣经里面的这四本，马太、马可、路加福音，不包括任何其他电视啦、电影上面又把它加上去的其他的福音书。等从圣经的这四本福音书中，我们来看。
It does sound a little simple, but maybe when it's simple, that's what makes it so hard. But for Jesus, prayer was time spent communing with the Father.
这听起来有点太简单，但是有时候听起来简单的事情就是反而是不容易做的事情。我觉得耶稣在这边我们看到是他祷告的时间，就是他跟他的父亲在交谈，很亲密的在一起的时间。
John chapter 17, the Gospel of John 17 tells us about this unique and mysterious relationship we have with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit when we become a Christian, and that is essentially we become one.
约翰福音第十七章记载，让我们看到这个圣父，我们就
Right now, in every account in the Gospels about prayer, the thing we can pick out is that Father, this is Jesus' prayer.Father is always the first thing.
在我们每次看到耶稣的祷告的时候，他的第一个字一定是讲父亲。
Before anything else, he always enjoins the Father, the Heavenly Father.
不管他做什么事之前，他一定是先来他的天上的父亲之前。
When Jesus teaches the disciples on how to pray, he starts with what? Our Father.
当耶稣教了我们怎么样祷告的时候，他的第一句话就是我们的父亲。
Even as he is in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's got his death staring at him, the first word out of his mouth is Abba.
当他在克西马尼祷告，面对前面的很困难的他的任务的时候，他第一句话就是讲阿爸。
And the thing I want to catch you is that Abba is very, very close, very, very father-child kind of a, it's a papa, very endearing.
Abba 的意思就像我们啊、我们在讲说 papa 就是非常非常亲密的，对父亲的一个很亲密的称呼。
And that tells us that the essential experience of prayer is really first and foremost a time spent in acknowledging God's fatherhood to us and our son or daughtership to our Heavenly Father.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，我们第一件要记得的事情就是我们的祷告是让我们的父亲跟我们他的儿子或是女儿这样的关系建立在一起，然后我们跟他在一起。
Now, does that mean that you can forget that God is the creator of everything?
这代表你对于神创造一切的这个伟大的神，你忘记了他这个神性吗？
The answer would be no.
的答案是
Is God still supreme and almighty?
这一位神还是那超过万有最有全能的神吗？
The answer would be yes.
答案是是的。
Is God still the greatest, the smartest, the most powerful, the infinite God?
这位神还是那一位最聪明最美丽最无限的神吗？是的。
The answer would be yes. ButAnd this part you need to listen carefully because that you kind of know, but I hope and pray that it's more than just know, is that at the same time, he's our perfectly perfect Heavenly Father.
这一点，现在我要强调这一点，我想我们都知道，但是我盼望这个知道跟真正的知道是不一样的。好，希望我们大家记得，这一位全能的神，却也是那一位完完全全。
So what we have here, the truth that we have here, is absolutely staggering to our minds because the infinite, transcendent, almighty God is also our loving, perfect loving Heavenly Father.
这个事实就是这一位永恒无限全能的神也是我们的爱我们的天上的父亲，这个事实是可以让我们非常的震愕的，让我们觉得很难理解的。
And we know something about this perfect Heavenly Father, and we know a lot, but let me point out, He loves you unconditionally, and He is 100% committed to you.
这一位这样爱我们的父亲，我们要了解他是没有条件的爱你，是完完全全的爱你。
I recall, you recall with me also, when Jesus was baptized, you remember what happened at the baptism?
你们记得当耶稣受洗的时候，什么事情发生了吗？
Out of all the things God the Father could have possibly said, what he did was, he lavished love on his son.
许多事情其实都可以发生的，但是神却选择将他完全的爱倾倒在这耶稣的身上。
He told everyone, "This is my son. I have great pleasure in him. I love him a lot." And he really, and he spoke his infinite love on Jesus.
他跟他说，这是我的儿子，是我所爱的，是我所喜悦的。他将他最无限的爱倾倒在这个孩子的身上。
Now, any son, any daughter.Would know how that would speak into their hearts from their fathers, their earthly fathers. But God, the Heavenly Father, speaks that into our hearts as His children.
每一个身为人家儿子或女儿的，都会知道，若你的父亲这样子对你说话的时候，你的心里会觉得多温暖，多受到感动。那更何况，这是我们天上的父亲对我们这样说话。
And if we truly believe that Jesus.As a human, was 100% human, I must think that filled his heart and that revved him with power and that gave him strength to go out and to do the call of love that he was called to do, and there wasn't any obstacle that would stand in the way.
若你真的相信耶稣当时是一个完完全全以人的身份来到这个世上，他是一个人的话，你可以想象当时他听到上帝天父对他说这些话以后，他心里所受到的充满的那个爱给他的动力有多大，让他不管面对前面有多大的障碍困难，他都不退缩。
Now, this is basically what I want you to see as the second part here. I want you to see that the confidence and the power of Jesus' life was found in the joy he had in God's Son.
所以这是我第二点要强调的，就是希望我们看到主耶稣他所有的那个能力跟他的信心都是来自于知道他是上帝的儿子，他是神所爱的。
He loves the Father. He goes to the Father every day. He communes with the Father, and there is agreement.
他爱这位父亲，所以他每天去跟这位父亲交谈。他们之间有一个非常完全的认同。
Now, do you know that if you are a child of God, you know that God says that to you constantly?
如果你知道你是上帝的儿子或女儿，你知道其实上帝在讲的这个话也是对你随时在说的，他爱你。
He says, "You are my son."
他说你是我的儿子。
You are my daughter.
你是我的女儿。
Whom I love.
我爱你。
And I am well pleased.
我非常喜悦你。
And he says that God says this over and over again, regularly, all the time.
神不断地在重复这一个话，他不断地在告诉你每天。
And remember with me, it doesn't have anything to do with what you have done, what you will do, what you have not done.
请你一定要记得，他对你说这样的话，不是因为你做了什么，或者你现在在做什么，或是你将来会做什么。
It's all because of what Jesus does.
而只是因为，完全是因为耶稣为你所做的。
Now let me ask you a question. When was the last time you experienced God speaking His unconditional love upon you?
那我问你几个问题。什么时候你记得你有体验到神对你诉说他那无限完全的爱？
Now, if it's been a long time, it probably means that it's been a long time since you found solitude of prayer.
若你的答案是已经很久没有了，那很可能就是已经很久你没有独自去跟神祷告。
And I say that because we really can't hear God telling us that. Well, we really can't hear God telling us that all that well if we're not in solitude.
我会这样说的原因是因为我知道除非若非你是安静的祷告的话，你就听不到神这样的声音。
That means what we have to do is we have to spend that time. We have to give the opportunity to hear those precious words from our heavenly Father.
所以这个表示说我们必须要制造这样的机会让我们能够听到神的声音，神跟我们讲这些他爱我们的话。
Now, you might be asking me also at this point, you said, are you saying that no matter what I have done, no matter what I will do, no matter what I won't do, God will always lavish His unconditional love and acceptance on me?
你或许会问我说，真的是不管我以前做了什么，或是我将来为他做什么，或是将来没有为他做什么，难道真的他都会对我有无限永恒的爱吗？
I believe you can answer that one. He will. He will always.
我相信我们可以回答这个问题，是的，他会永远的。
Then you might ask me, are you saying that God doesn't care?If I live a sinful life?
那你会问我，你真的认为神不在乎我所犯的所有的错吗？
Of course it matters.
当然这是 是有所谓的。
And it should matter. It should matter to you, and it should matter to the other folks in your life.
而且也是对你或对别人都应该是有所谓的。
But you know what? It does not surprise God.
但是你知道吗？上帝一点都不吃惊。
We all listen to God.
我们都过一个在最里面的生活。
And according to the first John, we're told that if you say no, then you're lying. 、we have to acknowledge that we all live a sinful life. And First John tells us that if we say no, I don't live a sinful life, we're lying.
我们都知道我们事实上都是 住在罪里面，所以就像约翰一书说的，若你说自己是无罪的，那你就是在说谎。
But you have to recognize that God will still always lavish His unconditional love and acceptance on us.
但是我们要明白，要记得，不管怎么样，神无限的爱还是倾倒在我们身上。
So the question for us then is this, how ought we to respond to a God who loves us unconditionally, who accepts us unconditionally?
所以这里我们要思想的是，对这一位无论怎么样都无条件的爱我们的神，我们应该怎么样对他回应？
Take the opportunities that God gives you to honor and obey them.
用神所给你的一切机会来荣耀他。
So you might ask, well, you know, how will I know what these opportunities are?
那你可能会问，我怎么知道这些机会在哪里呢？
You find those opportunities in solitude and prayer.
在你的独自与他之间的祷告交通的时候，你就会找到这些机会。
I believe that part of what a perfect father would do to encourage his children along is to provide those opportunities and give the child the opportunity to honor and obey God or choose not to.
我相信一个父亲跟孩子的关系，就是这位父亲他会让这儿子有机会来做一些事情，然后借着这些事情来荣耀神，来顺服神。
Now in Luke chapter 4, verses 42 to 44, there's a parallel passage here to the one we're looking at in Mark, okay? And it gives us a little bit more detail as to what was going on. And I want to use that as an example to see how God and Jesus, as they met for prayer, he was able to discover what decision to make.
我们现在要看路加福音第四章另外一个记载，是很相近于我们刚刚读的。这边我们就会看到说，耶稣是怎么样用祷告来回应神给他的挑战。
Okay, I'm going to read the 42 to 44 from Luke chapter 4.
我们看路加第四章42到44节。
It says, at daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. You know that. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, this is the important part, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogue of Judea.
这边我们看到天亮的时候，耶稣出来走到旷野地方，众人去找他，到了他那里，我们看下面这个里，注意，要留住他，不要他离开他们。但耶稣对他们说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我奉差原是为此。于是耶稣在加利利的各会堂传道。
So here we find out why Jesus needed prayer.
这里我们就看到为什么耶稣那个时候需要祷告。
With the compassionate and loving heart that Jesus had, he knew that these people were asking him to stay. and he needed to make a decision.
耶稣是一个充满爱也充满热情的人，所以他知道呢，当地的人会要他留下来。
Now, what made the decision particularly difficult was that he really had to choose between two good things. What?
这边啊，他要选择的面对的困难是，他要在两件都是很好的事情当中选择。
And it, I just want to put this in, it's not there, but a lot of times the decision is between good or bad. And you say, okay, good. Other times you say, well, bad or God. You say, oh, that's Jesus God. But when it's good or God, you need prayer for that. You need prayer for that.
所以很多时候当我们要做选择的时候，我们所面对的是不好的事或是神要的事，那就我们就知道我们不要选不好的，或是但是他现在这边要选择的是好的事情跟神的事情，要在这当中做选择。
So one choice was the people were saying to Jesus, Jesus, please stay, don't go.
一边是那边人跟他说，耶稣，请你留下来，不要走。
You can use your powers and you can meet all of our needs and solve all of our problems.
你有那么大的能力，你可以供应我们所需要的一切，为我们解决所有的问题。
The other choice was to move on to another town and to continue to preach the gospel.
另一个选择是继续往别的村庄去，去传福音。
And I have wondered, maybe Jesus had prayed that morning to God the Father, saying, you know, Father, you know, they really want me, they really need me.I can help them with all their problems, and can I stay?
我在想象，也许那一天早上，耶稣在跟天父祷告的时候，他是说，父亲，这里的人很需要我，他们需要我的帮助，我可以为他们做很多事情，是不是我就让我留下来吧？
And when we read here that Jesus decisively decides to move on.
那我们看到的却是耶稣很清楚地说，我必须要再继续到别城去。
Now, why would Jesus move on?
为什么耶稣要继续他的行程呢？
It's possible we might think that Jesus has done so much preaching and healing, healing ministry, and that people were really coming and trying to get healed, and was not hearing the gospel message.
有一个可能是耶稣说了那么多教导跟医病的事情，那当地的人呢开始就是把注意力都放在医病，他们希望他为他们医治所有的病痛，然后他们就反而听不见神国的话语。
We really don't know.
我们不知道，这是一个可能。
But this is what we do know.
但是下面的是我们知道的。
What we do know is thatAfter prayer, Jesus, with confidence and with power, he makes his decision to move on to other towns.
我们知道，在这边经过祷告以后，耶稣做了一个很有，很果决的决定，就是去继续到别城去传道。
This will help us understand too that in God's plan, it's not really good.And God's plan of things isn't always determined by what is good, because sometimes the choices are good and good.
这个例子可以让我们帮助我们在做决定的时候，我们要知道说，有的时候你的决定不在于选择是好的，有时候每这让你选择的都是好的。
And my main point here is to see howJesus can confidently and powerfully decide that he would move on, even though here in this other town were a lot of people that still needed to be healed and still needed to hear the gospel, but he moves on to another town.
我的重点是在于说，我们看到耶稣是借着什么来做这个决定，借着什么来决定说，也许这个城里面还有很多人需要他的帮助，也还需要他医治他们的病。但是他却能决定说，我要离开，到别的地方去。
I think we can say that the basis for his confidence and his power was found in the security of knowing that his will was conforming to the Father's will, and this was effecting the perfect plan.
我相信啊，我们看到就是耶稣能够这么啊有信心、有能力的做决定，是因为他借着祷告，他知道说他现在要去做的事正是神要他做的事，而且这件事情是符合长远的，以大的角度来看神的计划。
And this is exactly what God wants for you.
这也是神要我们做的。
He wants you to have confidence and power in knowing, in agreement with God, and understanding His perfect will.
他希望我们也能够知道，能够做一个有信心、有能力的决定，因为知道我们在做的正是神要我们做的。
The application here can be two ways of turning our attention to an application would be one.At a corporate level, church.
这个原则呢，可以应用在第一，可以应用在一个教会里面。
The kind of confidence and boldness and power that the leadership and the congregation here needs to, in prayer, to be attuned to God's will to move you folks on in terms of the plans for the new location.
在一个教会里，我们能够借着祷告，我们知道。有信心、有能力，知道我们前面应该要一起怎么样寻找方向，一起往前走。
And on a personal level, it's that constant daily seeking after what God would have for you to do, that God, and not necessarily just good. And let me clarify that because all good things taken to an extreme turns out to be a form of idol. So in determining God and good.
如果应用在我们个人的身上呢，我们就是要记得借着祷告来做我们人生方向的决定。这个决定有时候是要决定是要选好的事，还是要选神要的事。那我希望提醒大家，就是所有好的事，当它没有在一个中国人中庸之道，就是你过于追求这些好的事的时候，这些好的事就会成为你的偶像，所以这是我们要小心的。我们要寻求神要我们做的事，而不是只寻求好的事。
Just a couple of questions and I'm done. And they're simple questions in terms of our relationship with God. First is, do you enjoy being a child of God?
我这里有几个很简单的问题问你们哈。第一个就是说，你是不是很乐意也很高兴很愿意做神的儿子孩子
？Are you enjoying your relationship as a son, as a daughter of God with your heavenly Father?
你跟你的天上的父亲的关系，让你觉得很快乐很满意吗
？According to Jesus.If we work at spending a daily time of solitude and prayer, we can have confidence and power that He demonstrated to us because we are His children, we are His Father's children.
从耶稣的身上，我们可以真的很确实的说，若我们学习像耶稣一样，每天有独自跟父神之间的交通祷告的话。我们也可以有这样的信心跟能力，因为我们也是神的儿子、女儿。
So part of what I wanted to share today was to kind of offset a common thinking among Christians is that prayer is about 95% of the time asking God for something. But when you think about it, we really, if we had to choose between wanting God Himself.And wanting the things God gives us, I think we will always opt for wanting more of God.
我也希望在这边跟大家再讲清楚我们对于祷告的观念。很多时候我们觉得说祷告是九成跟神说你要什么，你需要要这个，要他做这个做那个。但是事实上，我们是应该寻求的是我们跟神之间有一个很美好的关系，能够更认识他。所以盼望我们把这个祷告的前提能够稍微调整一下，我们要寻求多认识你的父亲。